Okay, good morning, everybody. So Sheni of Shmini is an aliyah, which is like a very heady, context. Vayakrevis haMincha begins with the Mincha, and then the reinstantiation of the primacy of the Karban Tamid, Mavadu L'Asa Boker, and Aaron completes the Karban Am, the Sir Achata Sasholiyam, and of course the Ola and the Shlamim. And then the Torah tells us that Vayisa Aronis Yadav Elaam vayivarachem vayirid miaso sachatas ve'olah ve'ashlamim. And then vayivo Moshe v'Aaron el Ol Moed. Moshe and Aaron go into the Ol Moed. There's Rashi's discussion of what exactly they went into the Ol Moed for. Is it the Maisa Ketores? Was there like bug in the process that there wasn't Hashra Sashchina? They wanted maybe Bivakish Rachim. It should be, Hashra Sashchina, Vayetzu Vayivarchu Esam, Vayirachu Hashem El Kol Ha'am, and then there was Hashra Sashchina, and everybody sort of had an appreciation that it was Aaron and his korbanos. Rashi says that made it happen. The first bracha when it says Vayisa Aaron Esedav Elam Vayivarchem, even though it's not spelled out here as the Ramban notes based on the Medrash that here it's Stuma. Later on in Sefer Bamidbar and in Parshas Naso, it's actually revealed to us what that bracha is, the Birkas Kohanim, the threefold bracha, the bracha Mishulashes. And so we kind of have this dual bracha, which leads Rashi to the conclusion that the second bracha that Moshe and Aaron gave was a Vayivarchu Es Ha'am, Yiratzon Shetishra Shechina B'Maase Yadeichem, and you have this dual bracha. Moreover, what's really interesting about the Birkas Kohanim appearing first, Vayisa Aaron Esedav Elam Vayivarchem Vayirid Miaso Sachatas V'Ha'Ola V'Hashlamim, the Chatas Ola and Shlamim, right? So, Aaron was sort of in Medias Res. He was in the middle of offering those Korbanos, and yet, he stops and he gives the Birchas Kohanim, and then after he comes down, Vayirid Me'aso Sachatas Ve'ula Ve'ashlamim, so then he and Moshe go into the Ol Moed, Vayetzu Vayivarchu Esam, and then they reiterate, Yiratzon Shetesh Reshchina V'Maase Yadechem. So I think there's a point that's being made here, which is that the Korbanos are not enough on this, very heady day, which is about to take a very dark turn. But at this point, right, what could be V'yom Chasunaso, V'yom Simchas Libo, V'yom Chasunaso Zomat Antor, V'yom Simchas Libo, that's the, Hakamas HaMishkan, this is the Yom HaShmini, and it would be very impressive, all the korbanos that are being offered, both Aaron's personal korbanos and the Ola Chatas and the Shlamim of the Yom, let alone to mention the Korban Mincha of the Yom, and it'd be very easy to sort of fall into the cultic, realm, say it's the korbanos themselves that are doing this trick. But on the contrary, what Aaron's bracha, reaffirms, and what Moshe and Aaron's joint bracha, Shetishra Shechina B'Maase Yadeichem, is that this can only, be meaningful, this can only be valuable, all of the korbanos within the context of a broader relationship with Hashem. And so Aaron stops, in the middle of offering the korban, and Vayisa Aaron Esedav Elam Vayivarchem Vayirid Me'aso Sachatas Ha'ula Ve'Ashlamim, and especially according to Rashi's second view, that there isn't any Hashra Sashchina just yet until Moshe and Aaron go into the Ol Moed, and then after that delay, the Shechina comes down. I think it's a very important idea that the korbanos can only be as meaningful as the relationship with Hashem. So, Yiratzon Shetishra Shechina B'Maase Yadechem, that we should have the ongoing relationship with Hashem that will make the korbanos meaningful, and not a kind of a distraction. Lama li rov ziv chechem yomar Hashem, or as we read in the Haftorah yesterday from Yirmiyah, right? Kim bezos yishalal hamishalal haskel v'yado osi, ki ani Hashem osa chesed mishpat utzdaka baretz, ki ve'elech hafatzti ne'um Hashem.